All right, I did a podcast at 8 something this morning. It's now 11:08 p.m. as I'm recording this. I'm still up. I still got a lot of energy. And it does not feel like work when it's in alignment with your calling. It looks like work to everybody else, but it doesn't feel like work to you. What does it feel like? It feels like living. It feels like happiness. It feels like freedom. Shit, it feels like purpose. I only hope that you get to experience that. Maybe you already are experiencing that. Maybe you are currently doing what you feel called to do instead of doing what you think you have to do. The more I think about doing what we have to do, the more I have mixed feelings about it. And the reason why I have mixed feelings about it is because sometimes people have the opportunity to do what they want to do and be successful, but yet they get stuck being unsuccessful doing the thing that they feel like they have to do. As an individual that generates the vast majority of his income off the internet, and I've been doing so for many, many years now. Many years. I can selfishly say that I spend very little time doing what I have to do. I do what I want to do. And you can do what you want to do too. Maybe you can't do what you want to do with the current mindset that you have. Maybe you can't do what you want to do being around the people that you are around right now. Maybe you can't do what you want to do working at the place you're working at right now. Maybe you can't do what you want to do. But I think you can do what you want to do. If you're willing to do things a little differently, if you're willing to think about things a little differently, if you are willing to sacrifice. What does sacrifice mean? I remember when I first heard about the concept of sacrificing, I thought sacrifice meant that you suffer. And then I found out that sacrificing doesn't necessarily have to mean suffering. Sometimes it does, but it doesn't have to mean suffering. Sacrifice means that you are willing to push aside distractions in the pursuit of your passion, in the pursuit of your mission. Because most people are distracted. What are you doing right now besides listening to me? What are you doing right now? Tell you what I'm doing. When I first started podcasting, I was just putting down my weights. I just put down my weights. And now I'm looking at my computer. I'm looking at my brand new app. And I'm thinking about what's next. My company, Southern Web Service, is doing business all across the United States with big and small businesses. And I'm thinking, what's next? What's next? Helping more people? Yeah, that's next. That can be next for you. What's next for you? What is next for you? Ask yourself that. What is next? And is what you're doing right now in this moment, besides listening to me, of course, is what you're doing right now in this moment moving you towards what you want to be next? Or is what you're doing right now going to cause you to settle for what's next? That's all I want to know. You know why I'm a loner? I'm a loner because I'm a beast when I'm alone. When I'm around people, sometimes I tame the beast because average people can't handle my mindset. So a lot of what you see from me when I'm around people is me throttling down the aggressive. And when I say aggressive, it doesn't mean angry. Aggressive means that I'm just consciously and actively moving towards my target. I'm living on purpose. That's what I mean by aggressive. Long story short, I don't fuck around. I get things done. I move the needle. And if you're fucking around, you're going to fuck around and find yourself in a bad situation in 2023. And I don't want that for you. But it's not about what I want for you. It's about what do you want for yourself? What do you want for you? Are you fucking around right now? Are you wasting time? Where's your buy buttons? How many buy buttons do you have published on the internet right now? And are they worth anything? What are you going to put out now? What are you going to spend your time working on now that you can publish now so that it can pay you in the future now? Because if you're only trading time for dollars, then you're almost 100% guaranteed not to be paid in the future for the work that you've done today. I want you to think about that. The only people that kind of have a good leeway with that, if you're not an entrepreneur that has some residual income coming in, is someone that's on a salary and they're skating on thin ice. They can't check out and never get paid again. I can completely check out and the checks still keep rolling in. That's the crazy part. People don't understand that I am working because I want to work. I want to actively be involved in projects because there's nothing else to do. But I could easily just not do anything. Not pick up a computer again, not do anything, and I'll still get paid. That's because I was smart enough to invest in systems that cause hundreds and thousands of people to pay me over and over again. And I'm not saying that because I'm special. I'm saying that because I'm trying to wake up a light bulb inside of your brain. I want to wake up a light bulb inside of your brain and let you know that you can live that way too. You just got to focus and you got to ask yourself, hey, what do other people want? What type of products and services do other people want from me that I could offer them that would cause them to pay me over and over again? Get serious about this in 2022. Get serious about the systems that you can set up in 2022. Systems that can pay you over and 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 over again. You need to know how it feels to do things that you don't have to do. What I mean by that is, you know, with me, I'm just set up a little differently. I'm set up a little differently. And the reason why I'm set up a little differently is because of that residual income. There are things that I do for people that I don't have to do for people, but I do it for people because I want to do it for them. They don't ask me to do it, I just do it. Because I'm blessed. And you are too. You are a millionaire, but you don't know it yet. You're a millionaire. You're a trillionaire and don't even know it yet. There's an idea inside of you right now that you've been thinking about doing for a very long time, but you haven't done it because you are secretly afraid of taking the first step. And you're afraid of taking the first step because you're afraid of failing. You're afraid of what it's going to look like and feel like if you lose. You don't have to worry about that. Just take the first step. You never lose if you never stop. You only lose when you stop. And so we had 11 minutes and 44 seconds. And I'm about to get to it again. Master yourself, master the web. If you want to connect with me, check out webassetgroup.com. It's available in both app stores, Apple and Android. Web Asset Group. Check it out. Create a free account. Send me a message. Let me know you heard me on the podcast. Let's do it. I'm up and just been diving in this weekend, diving in. So right before bed, right before I lay it down for tonight, I just wanted to send you a few words of encouragement to just give yourself permission to be clear. Give yourself permission to be clear. I want you to really think about that. Give yourself permission to be clear. A lot of times when it seems as if we don't know what to do, a lot of times it can feel as if we're waiting on something outside of us to give us direction. And sometimes that might be the case. But I do know, I'm just speaking for myself, a lot of times when I feel like I don't know what to do, I realize that I'm imagining that I don't know what to do. And because my imagination is so powerful, when I imagine that I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. But the moment I imagine that I do know what to do, I know what to do. Isn't that something? We are so good at imagining that we can literally imagine that we don't know what to do. But we never stop to consider that perhaps we can imagine that we do know what to do. And that the imagining of imagining that we do know what to do causes us to know what to do. We never take that into consideration. Why is that? Because we've been taught to believe, just at a deep down subconscious level, so many people have been taught to believe that they're not smart enough or that they're not good enough or that someone else has the answers for their life. And if you always believe that someone else has the answers for your life, when are you ever going to trust yourself? When are you ever going to trust your own judgment? See, today I'm of the mindset that I can't make a wrong decision.
It's not that I can't make a wrong decision, but because I believe that I can't make a wrong decision, usually causes me to make decisions that are beneficial for my overall well-being. But when I believed that someone else or something else outside of me had the answers for my life, when I believed that, that was my experience. Now I know I'm a very oddball. I'm not trying to make myself more special than anybody else, but you know, I'm not a religious man. And I find that a lot of people rely on things like religion or politics and things of that nature for guidance. I don't. And so all I'm giving you is what has worked for me, what continues to work for me. And what has worked for me is taking 100% responsibility for the quality of my life experience. There is nothing outside of myself that I kind of look to for guidance. I look inward. And that's contrary to popular belief. It's contrary to popular belief in a world filled with influencers, people that want to influence your decisions. I mean, even look at me. I'm trying to influence you to go within to find the answers to your next move, because I believe that your best move could be your next move if you're willing to finally sit with yourself and observe your own thoughts, observe your own emotions without distractions. Do what's best for you and know that this is your life. You got this. You're freaking powerful. You're freaking amazing. And so anyway, I'm about to lay it down. Just wanted to get on here, share a little podcast. Again, the app is up. You can check it out on the App Store. It's Web Asset Group on Apple and Google Play. Download it today. Set up an account and message me on there and let me know you heard the podcast. All right. You got this. Be bold and imagine that you know what to do. Master yourself.